Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello there and welcome to another Eurogamer newscast. This time we're talking about the next Super Mario Brothers movie. We heard just at the weekend that the next Mario movie will be coming out in 2026, which seems a little way away, but it takes a long time to make these things, and we sort of knew that something else was coming, but they were very hush-hush on the details. So what do we think it will be about? What do we hope to see? Joining me to talk about all of that, it's Eurogamer's news team. We've got Ed Nightingale.
Hello.
Victoria Kennedy.
Hello.
Liv Nunn.
Hello.
And I'm Tom Phillips. So before we get into speculation, maybe let's just recap what we know. It was on Mario Day, March 10 day. And also we're recording this on Pi Day, so happy Pi Day to you, 314. we learned that the next movie had been dated, but they didn't really say anything else. This was Shigeru Miyamoto who just sort of popped up to say it's coming, but we don't even know what it's called.
I do like it though when we do get posts and it's just, this is Miyamoto. Then pay attention.
Just to be clear.
Do you guys read into anything in the fact that this didn't get announced as Super Mario Brothers 2, did it?
No, it's just another...
You said a new Mario movie, yeah. Isn't it?
A new animated film based on the world of Super Mario Brothers.
Does that mean it could be Yoshi's Story?
Could be.
I hadn't thought about that.
I mean, I think a lot of people were expecting a Donkey Kong film. Seth Rogen has spoken in the past quite openly about the fact that he would love to see a spin-off. The second area in all of the Mario theme parks, which are made by Universal, which is the production, the film company behind the movies, is Donkey Kong. So people were sort of thinking, corporate synergy, Donkey Kong will get a film up next. And of course, he was a big character in the first film, figuratively and literally. So,
and it would match with the theme park as well.
Yeah.
And they've just had the remake of Mario vs. Donkey Kong.
Yep.
Also true.
Or maybe it's just a misdirect. Maybe this is going to be the Mario Brothers 2. I mean, if you're going to name a film, if you're going to focus a film on something, you might as well do the thing that's just made $1 billion.
I think they'd be clever to, or would be wise financially, to do a sequel to what they have done with those established versions of Mario, Luigi, Peach, because it did bananas numbers. Which, I mean, Donkey Kong bananas, hey. So.
Very good.
It was just, I was punning without intention. I was. But I mean, it would make sense to follow up that film with a sequel leading on to loose story ends and hints that they have already laid, you know, they planted the seeds in that film and it did well.
Yeah. And the seed that they plant at the end, if you study after the credits, is Yoshi. It reminded me a little bit, and Ed, you might know more about this than me, but how the Sonic films have sort of introduced a character at the end of the film, which then just becomes part of the cast in the next one.
Yeah. So Sonic 2 had a teaser for Shadow, which is the big story of the next one. I mean, they could follow a similar thing. I think there's enough characters in the Mario world that they would want to add in a little bit each time, maybe. Yoshi makes a lot of sense. I think you could easily bring in Yoshi in the sequel to The Last Story in some way. I'd actually quite enjoy, like, a Yoshi's Island or Yoshi's Story sort of spin-off.
Ooh.
I think that might be quite cute. That'd be very cute. I feel like the Donkey Kong Story is the obvious one to go to. I tell you what I don't want. And we talked about this when we talked about Mario Kart as well. What I don't want is like Smash Brothers the movie.
No.
Because it's Mario. Because when they're talking about broaden Mario's world further, I'm like, as long as they don't broaden it into like Zelda and Metroid and whatever else, and we have some big Smash Brothers climactic battle, like, I don't need that.
No.
This is Kirby Mario. And Sora coming in.
But there is the Zelda movie. Maybe there's going to be some sort of suggested link.
But that's live action. So can they mix styles as a crossover?
Like Mary Poppins. So you've got a live action Link, Dick Van Dyke walking down the street, chim-chiming, and then Mario
Link
pops out to help with the plumbing.
Along, riding on the back of animated Yoshis.
Thing is, you say different art styles. Like, actually, that's one thing that I would love to see in a Mario movie. And I'm not generally a fan of like multiverses because I feel like it's just a bit of a get out. But with Mario, I think it could work. I think if you think of something like Mario Odyssey, he's going to different worlds each time. Each one sort of has its own style. He's donning different costumes in each one. What if those worlds are a bit like Into the Spider-Verse? It's like different worlds, different versions of Mario. So then we maybe have a section that's like Paper Mario, or maybe we have a section that's then all pixelated or whatever else. And so it's a nod to Mario's history and all the different worlds and styles that he has been portrayed in. I'd love to see something like that.
That'd be pretty cool.
I would love that with Galaxy. I think that broadening Mario's horizons possibly could be a hint towards them going to do stuff in space and to set it on different planets. I mean, you've already seen the Penguin planet in the first film. And I love the Galaxy games. I think they're brilliant. And you also had a line of dialogue. I've only seen this film once, but clearly I'm a nerd. But where Mario and Peach basically have their only scene together where they get any character development, and Mario tries to sort of ask Peach about, you know, she always lived here. And she says no. She doesn't really know. She could come from anywhere. You know, there's plenty of galaxies out there. And I just wonder again if that's like a story thread that they want to draw on for the sequel. And you could potentially have Rosalina from the Super Mario Galaxy games, because you have already introduced the Luma.
The depressed Luma.
The Luma.
So
the sensation of death.
There's like lots of things that I think they put in that I think that they could draw on if they were to do something to do with Mario Galaxy. I think the only reason why I think they probably won't do that is because the last Mario Galaxy game is a long time ago, and Rosalina is a popular character, but she's not one of the core characters more than someone like Donkey Kong or Yoshi. So yeah.
What is the is are there not like theories that Rosalina and Peach are related? Or
yeah, there's a big theory, and apparently the original story for Mario Galaxy was going to go into more of this, and allegedly Miyamoto, who it's often said doesn't really like stories in Nintendo games, he wants to leave it all up to the player, sort of retconned a lot of this stuff out. But there's a storybook that you collect pages of, and the suggestion is that Rosalina is somehow related to Peach, like a mother or a daughter or some kind of connection. It's all a bit unclear, isn't it? I mean, like, what relation is Daisy to Peach? What relation is Mario to Wario? Nintendo never really draws out the family tree. But they could go into that.
There was the concept art that you covered last week, and Daisy popped up there.
I was going to say that has Daisy. It's got Birdo. It's got other stuff. Like, do we think that is going to end up in this next film? Were they purposefully holding it back?
Probably not. No, I don't think they were holding anything back for the second one in that concept art, because the concept art that the artist posted was from sort of early in development of the film, and I think they're probably throwing around a lot of ideas to see exactly where they wanted it to land. And I'm very glad that they didn't do, as one of the concept arts suggested, like a baby Bowser in high school getting rejected by Peach and Daisy at his prom, crying over a bunch of piranha plant flowers, roses. I don't think we need to see that. And it gets very like American high school drama. It should be the Mushroom Kingdom. I want weird stuff. I want galaxies. I want lumas. I want penguins. I don't need something that I can watch in any old American TV show. So I hope they don't do that. But Daisy, yeah, maybe. There was several pictures of Daisy, or several pictures where Daisy was included. So that makes me think maybe she was sort of being tossed around as a character that they would have included for a while. There aren't a lot of female characters in the movie, I would say. So it would be good if the sequel had a few more of those.
Lumi is just Peach, isn't it?
Yeah. Is the Luma supposed to be a girl? I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't know, actually.
Was it? Is
Kamek
female?
Gendered a Luma.
I've never gendered a Luma.
I don't know.
Even if
the
Luma was a girl, though, that's still quite a... If that's only the second one that we can potentially think about, and it's a comic side piece rather than a main character.
I mean, it's the best part.
I mean, right, but it's not pivotal to the story.
It was pivotal to my enjoyment of it.
It's pivotal to the experience.
Yeah, I think bring in Toadette, you know, bring in Daisy, potentially bring in Rosalina. That'd be cool. Bring in Birdo, but we won't go into that. What characters that we haven't talked about would you guys like to see in the sequel?
I'd like Wario and the Waluigi.
Yes,
they would bring some fun to it.
Yep, I would love that chaos. That'd be great. I can kind of picture them
fun character
being like Chuckle Brothers style. That'd be quite funny.
Yeah.
I mean, they're basically like the whatever they're called from Home Alone.
Oh my god, yes. the Wet Bandits.
The Wet Bandits, that's the one.
I can't actually remember what their names are, but...
Yeah, so maybe they steal Yoshi. I don't know.
Oh. So I have a theory about the Yoshi, however you say it, because you know the little bit where you see like Peach and Mario and they're making their way to the Kong Kingdom and there's like the Yoshi flock behind them? I don't think there's any green ones, so I wonder if Yoshi will be like some kind of like outcast. Golden dragon equivalent or something.
Ugly duckling.
He's basically he's like the Ganon of the Gerudos.
Yeah, I've always said that about
evil.
Him. That would be there. You go. There's your story. So maybe they try and steal Yoshi. Yeah, because he's green.
Are there any other Nintendo characters you might like to see pop up in a Mario movie sequel, Liv? Any small Nintendo characters?
Setting you up here.
Well, I do believe that in the first film there's a tiny, 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 very, very brief Pikmin reference. Which means Pikmin are canon in the film universe.
Yeah.
So... They are. And I don't want to crush your spirits, Pikmin people. But there's also references to loads of other games, like Snow, like the polar bears in there and things.
Yes, but there's actual Pikmin. Actual Pikmin.
Here's what could happen. Mario can team up with the Pikmin, so the Pikmin all gather together to carry him, and then like on three they go, whoop, and they throw him up, and then he does like a super, super jump on an enemy.
Like a
and
little
that's how
Pikmin
they
mosh pit with
Bowser
they...
again.
It also ties into Mario Galaxy if they go off to another planet and then it's the planet of Pikmin. So that sort of feeds in.
But that's Earth and Brooklyn is already Earth.
Is it though? You just said you wanted weirdness in Mario. Like, come on. Let's have multiple Earths and just call them all the same that's thing true. But they're different.
I mean, it's certainly nothing to do with the fact that Miyamoto makes Pikmin and really likes Pikmin and he gets to do whatever he wants with these films. And there's a Pikmin, there's a similar Pikmin cameo in the theme park, right? So you can go and find the little Pikmin hiding.
And he doesn't like storytelling, so just do whatever you want. It doesn't matter.
What if the dog at the beginning of the Mario film, you know, the one where he's like in the bathroom and the dog like, rrr, what if that's the dog from the Pikmin game that you ride on the back of and it's all...
Omchi!
Wow.
Yeah.
That's oh my actually god, Omchi, it all makes sense. One. It's all coming together.
Or the final boss, the Pikmin 4.
Oh, I hate that boss. Don't remind me of that.
As that someone painful. Who's not played it, and for the audience, what's the final boss?
There's the final boss. I mean, spoiler: the final boss is a big dog. This is the final boss. Like,
but then who's the but then who's Louis? Because Louis is riding that dog, isn't he, in the boss battle?
Well, here's another thing: like, Olimar and Louis are Mario and Luigi.
Exactly.
I was gonna say Luigi.
They're even coloured like red and blue, and Luigi's like tall and lanky, and Olimar's kind of short and portly. And I'm not saying that Miyamoto only has a limited number of ideas when it comes to the story, and he spends all of his time thinking up amazing bits of game design. But
there's always a mustachioed man.
There's always a lighthouse. Yeah. Who else haven't we talked about? We haven't talked about... Well, Luigi, is he going to get more to do in the second film? He's got... There was talks that there would be a Luigi's Mansion spin-off.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
which, again, there's... I mean, they also announced the release date for Luigi's Mansion 2.
Yeah.
The remake. And Paper Mario. Hence, I'm like, they should just fold all these things in. And just have all these different versions of Mario and Luigi, all the different stories. Like, I don't care about a consistent story across it. I'm like, just give me weirdness of cameos and mentions and stuff. Like, that's much more fun to me.
I mean, I do think, I should say, I mean, I have two children. I have watched the Mario film a lot. And we sing all the songs, etc., etc. But there was also no real story to that film.
Exactly.
Like, stuff just kind of happened. And it was colourful and chaotic and bright and playful, and my kids loved it, and so did I. So we don't need to worry too much about plot, I guess, for this.
No.
I mean, I don't want to undermine the whole point of this newscast, but I don't disagree. I think, you know, these are films for kids, and at the end of the day, story comes secondary to selling lunchboxes and making sure that this film just hits all of the typical Mario notes. I'm sure there'll be another sequence set, if not on the Mario Kart track, but on some other familiar section of a Mario spin-off.
It'll be the Donkey Kong world, and then there'll be the big cannon up DK Mountain and then going down again.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great level. That said, though, going back to what you were saying earlier, Ed, about the multiverse, or them leading to like a big Smash Brothers film, I unfortunately think that that's probably what they are going to do.
Probably.
Because they're going to follow the Avengers model, where you have all of these films with lots of characters over the course of, I don't know, five films that then culminate in a big crossover. And maybe you don't include the other Nintendo franchises. I actually don't think you need to, especially when it comes to stuff that like Zelda is going to get a live action adaptation, and who knows how that's going to go. But there's enough stuff in the Mario universe that you could have like a Donkey Kong thing, a Luigi's Mansion thing, a Wario thing, a Mario Galaxy thing, and then still bring all those characters together for some kind of huge crossover event. And also that would be awesome, wouldn't it? Like, I'd definitely go see that.
Who would be the sort of Thanos of this world, though?
Ganondorf. I mean, I guess Bowser's kind of the most iconic villain.
Well, he's in a jar now.
For now.
I mean, I assume they'll let him out at some point, but...
I think you could still have other Nintendo characters cameo, like Kirby. Oh my god, you could bring in the Pokemon. Pikmin.
It just gets bigger and bigger.
Star Fox.
Oh my god, if they came in with the Quinaria theme.
I still think the next film will have Mario somewhere in the title, because if you don't include Mario, then, you know, you're leaving $1 billion on the table. But maybe it's a Mario film that quite centrally features Donkey Kong, or quite centrally features Yoshi, and then Yoshi's sort of prepped to turn up in the Mario Avengers movie in a few years' time.
Do you be like so a we'll reversal? All...
Go on.
Oh, so like obviously this time Peach and Co. went to the Kongs for help. Do you think now the Kong Kingdom's gonna be under threat, and this is gonna be Donkey Kong rising up and continuing to impress his father because it was like daddy issues in the first film, and he'll go and save the kingdom, and he'll get Peach. And
you see, you said there was no story, but there we go. Donkey Kong had an extremely minor character arc.
I know, I'm so sorry. I retract my previous statements. I was wrong. There were daddy issues.
Maybe we'll jump to each of the other franchises, but there'll always be Mario. So we'll get The Legend of Mario, or Marioid, or Mario Fox. Or...
Marioid sounds like a really painful condition that you don't want to sit down on top of.
You should put cream on that. I've got Marioids again.
The other thing is that I think with this, as we're talking about it, there are so many ideas and so many directions they could go that I think this is something that they will establish and keep going with for a long time. And I think that that's something that, sadly, to draw a comparison with Sonic, is not going to last with Sonic, because there aren't enough other characters in the world of Sonic to bring in to do something like that. There's the Sonic 3 movie this year, but that is the story of Sonic Adventure 2, basically, with Sonic versus Shadow. After that, it's not really a good Sonic story to tell. So where do they go after that? Like, they're limited because there just aren't enough good Sonic games.
And, they'll
bring in Cream the Rabbit and some rubbish, but like, no one wants that.
We made it 21 minutes before anyone said Cream the Rabbit.
There you go. So like, I'm looking forward to the Sonic film, because I think the first two actually were surprisingly better than people thought they were going to be. Yes,
the bar was pretty low.
It was, I will admit, but then they were still fun films. You've got the Knuckles TV show that's coming that looks like it could be a good laugh. And I think the sort of Sonic Adventure 2 storyline of Sonic and Shadow and all of that, like, that is probably the best. Like, Sonic is not exactly like Mario, is not known for a good story, but the Sonic Adventure 2 story is probably the best one. So the fact they've led up to that, I think, makes a lot of sense. But after that, I don't know where they can go. Whereas Nintendo with Mario have got so many different directions as they could go.
Do you think, so this is a slight tangent from the point of this newscast, but if Paramount or whoever does Sonic introduced characters, do you think then we'd get games later down the line that'd be inspired by the films?
No.
No. I don't know who they would introduce, but...
All they've introduced are just human characters that no one cares about.
James Marsden's character is... quite handsome.
Well, yeah, but we're not going to get him running around grabbing rings.
And we're back to Mario Woods.
Sorry.
I don't know. What I'd be fascinated to know is, so you know, like the next phase of the Marvel Cinematic Universe is crossing over not just Marvel's own characters that it controls, but also Marvel characters from elsewhere. So, like the Fox characters coming in, Deadpool, although they do own that now, but Sony characters like Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man, potentially Venom. Maybe down the line we get a Mario and Sonic movie.
Oh, I mean, they have been to the Olympics together.
I'm just thinking of things that would make money and that would get like a round of applause in a boardroom when someone put up a graph that said like $1 billion.
Mario. Cool runnings. Made. Cool runnings, but it's Mario and Sonic.
We are the Mushroom Kingdom. We have a bobsleigh team.
The thing is, like, I think, as I was saying, Nintendo don't need Sonic. But I think Sega would need Mario. So I think that it would, that would be a new thing to put Sonic in, and Sega would be very happy to do that. I don't think Nintendo would need to. So I don't think that Nintendo would agree to that, because they would just want to keep to their own IP, I think.
And then Angry Birds come in.
Well, exactly. Like, no one needs that.
I think you're right, actually, with that, because if you look at, back at where Nintendo was with its characters in films previously, Bowser was a cameo in Wreck-It Ralph, and I don't think he appeared in the sequel. And, you know, he was allowed to cross over with other game characters there, but then Nintendo didn't have any film plans of its own. Now it very much does, and can make $1 billion without needing Sonic. So, yeah, I think you're right, actually.
I would absolutely watch them go bobsledding, though.
Right, well, those are our thoughts for the next movie, for Mario and Co. But leave us a comment if you have more of your own. And we'll find out in a couple of years. We'll be back before then, though, for another newscast next week. Please join us then. Thanks for watching and listening as ever, if you made it this far. Ed, where can people find you on social media?
You can find me at Ed_Knights.
And Victoria?
I am at Little Chop Shop Gal.
And Liv?
I am at Just Cast Holy.
And I'm at Tom Phillips CG. Thanks for watching, listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
See you then.
Bye.